Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That is the packet8.net toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free. That is, once again, freetalklive.com. So, as always, lots of interesting things to talk about. But, of course, your calls are primary. If you make them, we'll put you on the air, and you can talk about absolutely anything. All right, so first things first, this hour, let's go to babies. Let's talk about babies.
Everybody loves babies.
Yeah, everybody wants to have babies. Well, as it turns out, there might be a biological clock on men as well.
I've heard this.
Have you?
Yeah, something like this. Yeah.
Well, you know, as you know, there's a certain point at which it becomes very difficult, if not impossible, for women to bear children.
Mm-hmm.
And the common thought was that men can go ahead and father children as long as they live. And as it turns out, that is generally true, but whether or not they should or not is another case. According to InsideBayArea.com, media titan Rupert Murdoch had a daughter when he was 72. Actor Tony Randall became a dad for the first time at 77. When the average life expectancy of the American male was a few months shy of 78, Nobel Prize-winning writer Saul Bellow fathered a kid at 84.
Hmm.
Long after a woman's biological clock stops ticking, most men can still father children. Yet many men say it's not just women who worry that they're too old to have kids. The physiology might allow for septuagenarians to bounce their beloved bundles on their arthritic knees, but the psychology suggests that there's an age to stop bringing another baby on board. Men having children past 40 is generally not a good idea. Says Chris Mason, 46 of Danville, the father of three daughters by the time he was in his 30s, Mason says he wouldn't consider having a fourth child, even if something were to happen to his wife. Says when your kids are young, you want to be out on the soccer field running, actually practicing with them, said Mason, the co-owner of a firm that outsources sales, but you get to a point where you can't keep up with the younger kids. And if you're going to have a kid when you're 77, it's just not going to be possible.
Nope, it's not.
While the jury's still out on many details of the male biological clock, there's no consensus on the cutoff age for men to have kids, says Dr. Paul Turek, the director of the Male Reproductive Health Center in San Francisco. He says it's a fuzzy one. There's some evidence that as men age, their semen quality may decline slowly.
That makes some sense.
But only at 1% a year after the age of 40. So it's really hard to draw a line at one particular age. So even though it's physically possible to father children, are children being short at an old age, are children being shortchanged by a dad bent on having kids so late in life? After 45 to 50, it's getting a bit late, says an aviation and business student who's 19 years old, not yet a father. He says any older and the kids could be 10 or 20 when the father dies. Ron Gerasi, from The Bachelor Chronicles, a book he wrote, says a responsible father should stop to consider the impact of a substantial age difference. The writer, whose father had him at 56, explained that his dad's deteriorating health often prevented him from playing a more active role in parenting. His father died in 1997 when he was 27. Gerasi says it's too late to have a kid when you can't guarantee you're going to be in the game as a father when that kid is even 18 years old. For many men looking to father children beyond their 40s, having kids is often less a biological question and more of an individual, very subjective choice. I mean, they mentioned some people, Tony Randall having a kid at 77.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, the average age of death is 78. I mean, there's a chance you could croak 2 weeks later after that.
You know, all the people that they mentioned were, you know, rather wealthy individuals, and, you know, they weren't concerned about that. And the reason that they were even able to do such a thing is they had wives that were significantly younger than they.
I see.
And,
but nonetheless, I mean, depriving a child of having a father seems to be a silly thing to do.
I agree, but this is an issue that doesn't touch, you know, the heartland of America. Most, you know, most 70-year-old men are not married to 30-year-old women.
Well, that's true.
You know, most people meet somebody within their age bracket, you know, 10 years, give or take, and, you know, they go through their biological stuff together in life.
For many men looking to father children beyond their 40s, having kids is often less a biological question, more of a subjective choice. But just because a man can procreate in the winter of his years doesn't mean it's a good idea.
No, I wouldn't say it would be.
One man suggested that men have their children by age 40, which means that, Mark, your time's kind of running out here, isn't it? 36?
Why don't you go to hell?
You want to watch your kids grow up, says Mr. Favella, the general manager at cinemas in San Jose. You want to help them figure out their lives. You can't really do that if you're an incontinent old 80-year-old.
Yeah.
Sometimes genetics, a healthy lifestyle, or a simple... I mean, yeah, when you're trying to teach your kid how to pee into the toilet and you're having trouble...
Yeah.
That's not a good example.
One of you is coming out of diapers and one of them is going in.
Yeah. Sometimes genetics, a healthy lifestyle, or simple luck can allow older men to overlook their chronological age when they decide to become dads. Men such as Gregory, a Monterey Bay antique dealer, who fathered twin daughters when he was 60. Mm. Gregory, who asked that his real name not be used, already had children from his first marriage when he remained a woman. When he remarried a woman 24 years his junior. His kids from his first marriage are already in their 20s. Gregory had a vasectomy and didn't plan to have additional children. But with his but his new wife, eager to start a family with him, changed his mind.
Hmm.
Men should have children no later than when they're 40-ish, because you want to be at an age where you can enjoy things with your kids, he said of his twins, who are now 6. But I had kids when I was 60 because I'm a highly energetic, motivated, and talented young guy.
And, you know, the wife wanted them really badly, so, you know, what's he
doing? So he reversed his vasectomy.
He's got a lot of money.
Dr. David Nadell, a urologist, says that while men are capable of fathering children through their 50s, their sperm does become less effective at fertilizing an egg as they age. Nadell says women take fertility on their shoulders in this society and can feel inadequate if they don't get pregnant, but they hide it. I've had grown men just absolutely lose it in my office. He says men have the same desires to have kids, but they hide it. Regardless of how a man feels about his virility, a prospective dad should stop to consider how his advanced age will affect the life of the child, says experts. Ultimately, having a baby in life's late innings is a very subjective matter that can depend on such factors as health, financial well-being, and the wife. But many dads bent on having kids aren't always weighing what's best for their children. They're selfish, he says. You have to think about whether you want to be a sperm donor or whether you want to be a father.
Right. I think that's what's going on here. You know, when you're talking about a guy in his 70s who's very wealthy, knocking up his 30-year-old wife, that guy, in all likelihood, has millions of dollars, and that kid's going to be well taken care of, even if the kid doesn't have a dad, and I'm not saying that this is a good situation.
Right.
The kid isn't going to want for things, you know, from a survival standpoint.
I see where you're coming from, and it's certainly possible. I'm not trying to detract... single parenting at all. I mean, it's certainly possible for a single parent to effectively raise a child, and especially a single parent with a lot of money at her disposal.
Mm-hmm.
But nonetheless, it just seems to be the right thing to do to be alive while your kids are alive.
I think the stereotype is that children of rich fathers have a tendency to grow up messed up anyway.
Yeah.
It's a stereotype. It doesn't make it so in every case, but so they grow up in a different sort of messed up.
1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free packet8.net line. Are you someone who was born to a family where dad was really old? And did you not get to know your dad as a result of that? Or mom, I don't suppose it doesn't happen that way very often. Did you not get to know your father very often as a result of that? And do you regret that? You know, do you wonder who dad was? Do you find yourself curious about that? Or is it not a big deal? Is this much ado about nothing? Have you moved? You know, have you sort of just moved on and forgotten about it, or does it sort of claw at you a little bit?
I guess my dad was over 40 when he when I was born.
Okay.
You know, I'm adopted, and my parents were had to wait I think 10 years in order to get me. So you know, mom was 30 and dad was 40 or 41.
Early 40s.
Yeah, 40s plus, and then or 41, something like that. So.
Well, that's when they're
old.
That's when they're saying it's getting a little late.
Yeah,
you probably have your 40s. I mean, because
things were fine, but he was getting old.
Yeah, if you've got 18 to 20 years, then you're pretty much good to go. And I'd say at 40, you know, if you live till you're 69 or 79, you're all right. But if you're getting into
79.
If you're into your 50s, then it's probably too late.
Well, who knows if it's too late?
Did dad being in his 40s have any effect on you?
I noticed that my father
up?
Was seemed to be older than other fathers, but you know, I don't think
that's about it.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Was he
wasn't
still able to go out and hit some baseballs with you, that sort of thing?
He did all the fatherly things.
That's good.
He didn't do very many of them, but he did them.
1-800-259-9231 is the packet 8.net toll free line for you. Of course, it's an interesting road to. It's an interesting balance because if you have kids too early, you might not be able to financially support them. If you have kids too late, you'll have the finances, but you might not have the health. So, seems like 30 is probably the best time to do it. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. Anything goes. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1329. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, the toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves is 800-259-9231, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the Packet8.net toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features there totally free, including archives. That's right, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience for free at freetalklive.com. And is there a young person that's important to you? Well, give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. So, Mark, let's jump into the email box. What do you have for us?
Well, I've got an email from a listener. His name's Brandon, and he says, "Hey, guys, I listen to your show religiously." Well, as religiously as a fallen Mormon can be religious about anything, but have never written or called. But I have voted. I live in Alaska and have been somewhere between libertarian and conservative for about 10 years now. I also consider myself an environmental conservationist. One year for Christmas, my father gave me two gifts, a donation to the Nature Conservancy in my name and a copy of The Monkey Wrench Gang by Edward Abney.
Okay.
If you've never read Ed Abney, you're missing out. The monkey wrench found its way to a tattoo on my left shoulder, and I occasionally make a donation to the Nature Conservancy during charity time.
Got it.
I have found them to be the least dependent on the government for conservation. I would agree with that.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They typically try to just buy the land in jeopardy. That said, I'm struggling greatly with an issue that is very hot right now in Alaska. A company from Canada, Northern Dynasty, sounds awful, owns the rights to a mining claim called the Pebble Mine. This claim just happens to be located at the headwaters of some of two Alaska's most productive rivers. These rivers are the source of much sustainable income for the sport and commercial fishing industries. Northern Dynasty proposes building a massive open-pit gold and copper mine. Their proposal includes building an enormous dam to hold the tailings. I don't know a lot about mine tailings, other than if the crap ever escaped the dam or seeped into the waterway, it would destroy this fishery for years and years. The history of open pit mining dictates that that should this mine go forth, these rivers are screwed. The argument is the conservationist in me.
Wait, let me see if I understand this. He's saying that if they have this open pit mine, the gold or silver or whatever it is they're going to be mining will get into the water and kill the animals?
No, something called tailings.
Tailings.
Tailings. And I'm not sure exactly what it's all about. But
something from the mine will get into the water and kill the animals.
Right. If something goes wrong with their dam.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It says, I don't know a lot about tailings, other than if the crap ever escaped the dam or seeped into the watershed, it would destroy this fishery for years and years. I think in this case we have to simply take him at his word.
Mm-hmm.
He knows more about it than we do, and we need to address it based on just that.
Right.
That a company has purchased a pivotal piece of land at the head of two rivers,
mm-hmm.
and these rivers have a lot of fish in them, and a lot of people depend on the fish for income and sport.
Sure.
And they're going to be doing something that's somewhat dangerous, not necessarily our poison the river, but dangerous and could poison the river.
Okay. Was there more to the email, or was that it?
On the flip side, the state of Alaska owns the land and has leased the rights to Northern Dynasty. Northern Dynasty has spent millions for the leases, the surveys, the plans, etc.
Mm-hmm.
They are heavily invested in this mine. The state screwed up when it made this land available for mining. Why should Northern Dynasty pay the price?
Well, the state didn't screw up. The state does what it does best, and that is takes money from people.
That's
what happens when you put precious land in the hands of the government. They're inevitably going to turn it over to the people who are going to do the worst to it.
What do you guys think? I would love to argue the pro-environmental side of this against you, but unfortunately I'm only a podcast listener. Everyone has one or two big issues about how a truly free capitalistic society would work. I guess this one is mine.
Well, nobody has ever suggested that the free market would be a perfect solution to everything.
No, there's certainly going to be circumstances in the free market where a mining company is going to poison some rivers and kill some fish.
However, what we do know is that the government is the number one polluter in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
I presume it's probably similar in other countries as well. But the government is a bigger polluter than the top four corporate polluters combined. And so we know that the government isn't a very good steward of the environment. So, I mean, it seems like the obvious choice is to move to the free marketplace, regardless of what risks that might entail as well, because how could we do worse than the government? You know, in the free market, all property would be privately owned, and that would include the river. Now, maybe the river would be owned in different parts by different people. For instance, I've seen a lake that was privately owned in pie shape, like pie-shaped chunks,
mm-hmm.
by the people that were living around the lake. And so it's possible to own different chunks of a natural resource like that, in which case all of the lake owners sort of have their own little lake coalition, and they get together to set certain rules for it.
Right. I don't know how big this river is, but, you know, certainly smaller creeks could be owned out into the middle by the people who own houses on either side, that kind of thing.
Right. And so then, of course, because the resource
would mountains are owned, rivers can be owned.
Right. Because the resource would be owned, then the owners would have a real reason to protect that resource. So if a mining company came in and started making offers on this, they would have a real reason to possibly be concerned about it. And maybe the Nature Conservancy would come in and make a counter offer as well. You know, maybe, hey, we might not be able to offer as much as this particular mining company, but look at our side of the story, and that is that if you let this company in here, it's going to decimate this river. And of course, if you own a river, there's a chance that you care about the river. Mm-hmm. There's a chance that you care about the wildlife in it. So there's a good chance that you might just take the couple million from the Nature Conservancy and put it in their hands, and there's a good chance that what will happen in the free marketplace, where the government has to divest itself of all of this property that it owns, and it owns a lot of property, especially west of the Mississippi.
Especially in Alaska.
Right. The government will have to divest itself of all of this property, and so there's a good chance that some environmental entrepreneurs, if you will get into the game and start snapping up some of these very sensitive properties, these rivers, these wetlands, swamps, or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
They'll snap it up because most of it is in very underdeveloped regions. It probably wouldn't cost a lot of money to really get your hands on these things. And they would do similar to what the Nature Conservancy does, and that is protect it. They hold the property and they protect it. That's all those people do, as I understand.
And, you know, there's ecotourism in lots of countries around the world. I know Costa Rica has a great deal of ecotourism. And although I've heard people speak out against ecotourism, that, tramping 10,000 people through this rainforest is destroying it. It's destroying
it. It's absurd.
Well,
they're not tramping through the whole thing. There's just one particular area.
Right. They're not tramping through the whole thing. But at the very same time, they're doing more than anyone could ever do to keep this forest pristine, because they're bringing people there to look at it in its state. They have a financial interest in it being in state, staying in the status that it's in, not mm-hmm. being transformed into anything.
Also, the companies in a free market world, the companies that would buy a resource like this dynasty company would have to be careful. Because if they were to screw it up, if mm-hmm. they were to pollute this river, then it'd be easy to point the finger at them.
Right.
And say, hey, Dynasty, whatever company it was. Northern Dynasty ruined these rivers, and you shouldn't buy their products anymore.
Oh, not to mention, hey, they poisoned my portion of the river, which is downstream from their portion
right.
of the river,
imagine,
and they owe me.
Imagine the ostracism and the cases, the cases. Could come out of it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products, created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well,
all you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to oneyeartoretire.net. That's oneyeartoretire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. Then Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. The Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, including the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. The concept is simple. It's like the listener editable version of the website. There are over 1,000 pages to the wiki, which means it's bigger than the Free Talk Live website, the official site. So wiki.freetalklive.com will get you there. And does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Well, try SACL CAI. They do collections in a whole new way. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So they record their every customer interaction so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. As we go to the phones, do the fun. Let's talk to Joe in Atlanta. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going great. What's on your mind?
Okay. Well, if you're talking an open-pit mine for gold and silver run along quartz veins in granite. Okay?
Okay.
So you're talking about grinding quartz and granite and basically settling out the gold and silver in a liquid suspension.
So it sounds like making sand, making dirt.
Oh, much finer than that.
Okay.
Much finer than that. Think along the lines of granite talcum powder.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay? Granite and quartz talcum powder. And if that gets into the stream, you've got two things that happen. One, it chokes the immediate life out of the stream because the aquatic creatures, from the insects all the way up to the fish, have gills.
They're
breathing in this
pulverized rock.
And it coats their gills.
Gotcha.
And they die.
Yikes.
The other effect that you get is once that stuff settles into the riverbed, you ever see what stone dust does on driveways? Driveways made of stone dust?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. Well, they do this and pour this dust out for people's driveways if you want a real cheap driveway all over the country. Okay. And driving over it compacts it to the point where it's as tough as cement.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This stuff will settle in the riverbed
and be
impermeable.
Okay.
Aquatic plants won't be able to root, so the river won't be able to repopulate itself.
Oh, boy. Naturally. So the bacteria will die off and...
Everything will die off.
Everything will die as a result.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And then there'll be no real way without abatement, you know, without dredging the whole riverbed of this cement, of this stone cement.
My goodness. And the government of Alaska is what is putting these rivers in that
position.
Here's
the scenario now. They rent to this land to Northern Dynasty for their gold mining operation, which could likely kill off these rivers if this pulverized rock gets out into
Permanently.
It could very well do such a thing.
And then, you know,
now, hold on. Let me recap here. It could very well, you know, and it's their river, so, you know, there's no real recourse that the Alaskan people have in order to have, you know, have this rectified after it's done, if such a thing is done. So,
yeah, what's the company going to forced to pay money to the government in restitution?
I mean, right.
The people
aren't
getting
it in the first place.
Well, if the money goes to the government, nothing will ever happen with it except it'll get tucked away in these, bogus accounts.
Or maybe the EPA will be called in to do a cleanup at the cost of billions upon billions
cost
of dollars.
Of taxpayer dollars.
Right.
Yep. And if you were to sue the company for it, you know, the mining company for it, that would be tied up and nothing would happen for decades.
Yeah, exactly right. So, again, putting the government in charge of land, probably the worst thing we can do to the environment.
Putting the government in charge of anything.
Absolutely.
I mean, what did they say? What did they say? You know, our founding fathers, small government.
You know, it seems...
Small government.
I understand what environmentalists, the fear that they have, but look at what's happening when we put the government in charge of things.
It's the worst solution. Joe, thank you. Great call. Appreciate the expertise, sir. 800-259-9231.
That was good. You know, I mean, we were reading it, and he let us know, you know, exactly what happened.
We have the smartest listeners in the world. 800-259-9231, the Packet 8.net toll free line. Let's talk to Jim in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Jim.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing great.
Good to see you last weekend at the Liberty Forum.
Excellent. Yep. Well, how did you feel about it?
Oh, it was spectacular. I'm charged up.
Now, you live in New Hampshire.
Yeah, I've lived there since 2003, but haven't gone to any of the Pork Fest or anything like that. So this was
really your first real exposure to the Free State Project in its full form, then?
Yep.
Way cool. I was really impressed myself because I have yet to attend a Pork Fest or anything else, and I was just blown away this weekend.
Yeah, it was crazy. And Ron Paul was just spectacular. I couldn't believe words like that coming out of politician's mouth.
Right. And the other thing that I felt like is I haven't seen a whole bunch of politicians speak. You just saw in the last couple of weeks, you saw Hillary Clinton speak. We both saw Joe Biden speak, and Joe's running for president, too, now. But I felt like Ron Paul sounded entirely presidential giving that speech.
Yeah, absolutely. He was just very reasoning.
Yeah, and it was weird to hear him talking about all the issues that we talk about on Free Talk Live, sans immigration.
He didn't mention immigration.
No, he didn't. He's no fool.
But, yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, so he was on Lou Dobbs tonight.
Oh, was he?
And he did talk about immigration on that. So yeah, I did notice that.
What was his what was his position? Can you sum it up?
Well, they only talked about three things. They talked about the war in Iraq, immigration, and I think he talked about monetary policy as well.
Okay.
The immigration was, you know, to protect our borders. But he also, you know, it also said to get rid of welfare for immigrants.
Did he say just for immigrants?
He didn't say otherwise, but he did say for immigrants. I think he's trying to, you know, not.
Yeah, he's trying
too many
to pander on that. I feel like he's a panderer on the immigration issue, and I think that's unfortunate, and that's why when he does finally announce for his candidacy, I would like to try to get him on the show. I don't want to get him on before that because it's not really news until that happens, but once he does, I'm going to get him on and hold his feet to the fire on that one because how he can possibly be for controlling the border but yet also for freedom is a major contradiction
And right. I don't know why he... I think it's like because he lives in Texas, he feels like he has to say those things, as a typical politician would, in order to continue getting reelected.
Well, he also did have on there that, you know, he wants to reform immigration policy, and I hope that means making it easier and more open.
You would think so, but if he's not being explicit, it could mean anything.
Well, right. You know, it seems like, from his point of view, that, you know, he would want to get the government out of helping these major corporate, you know, these companies that benefit from essentially the slave labor of illegal immigrants. And when I say slave labor, I mean when you come across the board illegally and you work for me and I pay you $2 an hour or $5 a bushel or whatever it is that they're paying you, and then somebody offers you a little bit more and you tell me that you're going to leave, I say, oh, no, you aren't, son. Otherwise, you're going to go. The ICE officials are going to find out about you.
Mm.
So you are, in fact, my slave. If they would allow these people to come over freely, then it would change everything.
Right. Any other highlights, Jim, that you wanted to talk about from the convention or something else?
Well, you know how they have the little teaser before the commercial break on shows like, you know, on TV shows. So the teaser for Ron Paul was they were talking about him announcing his presidency or announcing the committee.
Right.
What do you call it?
Exploratory committee.
Mm-hmm. And they had him taking the stand at the Liberty Forum. And they had the porcupine in the background with attaining social and economic freedom poster
nice.
Up there. So
very sharp. Jim, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line to John in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. You're mentioning the Ron Paul being in New Hampshire, and the fellow's just talking about how great he sounds, and Mark's mentioning that he sounds presidential. It brought to mind a quote, and I don't recall who said it many years ago, that whoever it was, he wanted to be president to do something. Most politicians want to be president to be somebody.
Hmm. Interesting observation, and I believe that that you're right. I think if Ron Paul is elected, he will actually do something instead of pushing his pet issues.
You know, one of the things he said was he was going to try to do little, and that's, you know, but he's going to get the presidency back to size, I think, is what he's going to do.
John, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Chalet, you look awake. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could do something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The Bedfan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bedfan.com.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The place to go. All the features there are totally free. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 320, I think actually more than 330 of our listeners have decided to do. It's simple. You just go to amp.freetalklive.com, learn about the program, learn how we are taking the money in from you on a monthly basis, as little as $3 a month. That's all we're asking for. And we turn it around into promoting the show. We buy industry advertisements in Talkers Magazine to get more radio stations aware of the program and on board with us. Also buying internet advertising as well and more, including attending a talk radio convention next month. All of these things go to grow the show and thereby grow the amount of people exposed to the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's important to you, head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about it. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Of course, we just had a couple calls come in about the Free State Project's New Hampshire Liberty Forum, which went off without a hitch over the weekend. It was an awesome event. Of course, we were broadcasting live. If you missed it, grab the archives at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. As we go to yet another attendee of the New Hampshire Liberty Forum over the weekend, it's Keith calling from Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello, Ian and Mark. I have two questions. My first one is, I know you have a shrine of female listeners, and I met Mark's lovely wife at the Liberty Forum.
Yes.
And I know she listens to the show at least sometimes, but I didn't see her on the Shrine of Female Listener page. Is that right?
Yeah, she's a little uncomfortable with the spotlight. There you go.
Okay, well, then I'll go to my other question. Also, I listen to your show pretty much every night because y'all are probably the most knowledgeable talk show host on the planet, let's face it.
I don't know about that. I would say Gardner Goldsmith is far more knowledgeable than I. But, okay, go ahead.
Oh, well, I have a question. I recently started dating this upper crust-ish type person.
Okay.
And she's into, like, healthy, like, expensive, exotic foods like Thai food or sushi and stuff like that. But I don't really know much about what I should order. I don't want to be embarrassed, like, if I'm at, you know, a restaurant and what I'm ordering. So could y'all give me some tips on what to order?
Well, it would depend on which restaurant you went to and, you know, as to whether it was a Thai restaurant or a Vietnamese restaurant.
But now, hold on. I know you're an expert on these sorts of things, Mark.
I wouldn't go that far.
But I want it, but you eat a lot more sushi than I do.
Yes.
Although I do enjoy sushi myself. My question is, who are you going to be embarrassed about or by? Is it the wait staff that you're concerned about embarrassing yourself towards, or your girlfriend?
Well, I guess both, maybe.
Oh,
Okay, I don't know.
I'm kind of embarrassed right now by your question. So.
Are you trying to to come off as though you actually are some sort of a sushi expert? Are you trying to play yourself as someone who knows as much or more about this topic as your girlfriend does? Because I think if that's what you're trying to do, you're being a little bit deceptive, and eventually you're going to get caught.
Ian might be right on.
Why not just be honest with her and say, you know what, so-and-so, I've never been to a sushi bar before. I don't know how to order. I don't know what to do. Can you please explain to me what I should do or show me the ropes, so to speak?
So is that your way of saying you don't have any good recommendations?
I was just interrupting and just sort of looking at this from an honesty perspective. Now we'll go with the dishonest guy on the show. Mark, go ahead and give him some suggestions.
Why do I have to be the dishonest one?
You're the salesman.
When it comes to, that's just an unfair thing to say about salesmen out there. I hope you get a whole bunch of emails for that crap. Anyway, sushi has this sort
Come on, Mark. We know that whenever you claim how many affiliates we have, you always claim too high of a number.
What I claim is stations, and I think that a cable station is just as legitimate as a radio station. So I claim everything just to make it easy for people.
All right, fine. Go with your excuse.
Anyway, sushi has this sort of beginner sushi. You can get, a Mexican roll, which has cooked shrimp in it. You don't have to try anything crazy there if you're not comfortable with raw fish, that kind of thing. Probably you shouldn't go with sashimi right off the top, but that's what I did, and I really enjoyed it. Anyway, there's different types of sushi you can get that's cooked, and it's probably a little safer. There's sushi that has rolled up cucumbers in
it. I don't know if you're concerned with the safety issue, are you, Keith?
Safe when I mean
not really about safety.
Comfortable.
What do you mean comfortable as far as eating it?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, if you're not concerned with what it's going to taste like and you just want to try something new, just go ahead and order anything off the menu that looks good.
Well, now, if you're in a place where the menu is sort of foreign, like, I don't know, a Thai restaurant?
No, not a sushi restaurant, generally.
Okay, but I don't know. I've never eaten at a Thai restaurant before.
Mm-hmm.
So are there some places where they just sort of put items on the menu and you don't really know what's in it?
Not generally, but you may not necessarily... You'll know what's in it, but you may not necessarily know the concoction that you're going to get put in front of you.
Do you feel like, Keith, you'll be coming from a point of weakness if you simply ask your girlfriend for assistance?
Wow, these are a lot of personal questions. Yes, I do.
Well, now, you call in asking about your relationship, you're going to get personal questions in return. So you're concerned that you won't, because you don't know as much about sushi and Thai food as she does, that you won't be manly enough for her?
Well, I wouldn't say manly. Obviously, I said, the upper crust type thing, but I don't want to know as much, but maybe a little.
She must know that you're not upper crust. I mean, you're not an upper crust guy, right? You're in the military. You're kind of just a down to earth dude. She must know that about you already, right?
Well, maybe I'm not.
You're not portraying yourself as Richie Rich, are you?
Well, I don't really want to discuss my financial information.
I just can't see. I just looking at it from a relationship perspective. If I were with a girl who were going to get upset about the fact that I didn't know what was on a menu, I wouldn't want to be with that person. And if she had a problem or were to look down on me because I asked her for help, that's a compliment, if you ask me. Asking someone for their assistance in regards to ordering from a restaurant, I would consider that a compliment if someone asked me for that sort of a help. And if she takes it differently, screw her.
Most people like to give, like to talk about things that they know something about, and it makes them, comfortable.
Sure.
So I think that it may very well be a good way to go.
She might take it as a compliment that you're looking to her for her expertise on this very issue.
Wow,
I'd approach it from that.
Look at it like that.
There you go.
Thank you. You totally changed my perspective, and also thanks, Mark, for the tips on the actual food.
It's Ian, the dating expert.
And what you might want to do, if you want to do more research, don't rely on Mark, but go on the internet and look up like a sushi guide where you can sort of in advance look at the different types. That way, you don't have to spend too long at the menu when you're actually at the restaurant. Thanks for the call, Keith. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231, the toll free number. There's plenty of information out there as far as foreign foods on the internet. I'm a huge fan of American Chinese.
I love it.
Yeah, it's excellent.
It's very tasty.
Who doesn't like that?
I love a good General Tso and orange chicken as well. I'm a
pepper steak and shrimp fried rice guy.
And what I was looking for recently was a some sort of a American Chinese food guide. And it was actually a little bit difficult to find because when you type in Chinese food guide, you just get a bunch of takeout menus on the internet. But eventually I did find it, and in fact I found that Wikipedia, surprisingly, or maybe I shouldn't be surprised, because they really do seem to have an article on everything. Wikipedia, when you type in the dish, so if you type in General Tso's, it's spelled T-S-O, but it's actually, I think it's pronounced General Tso. You type in General Tso, it comes up on Wikipedia, you get the history of the dish. You don't just get what's in it and how it's made, but you find out that it was made in New York at an American Chinese place in the 1970s, and that General Tso himself never had his own chicken. And you find out all kinds of interesting things. So, you know, if you really want to wow her with your knowledge about sushi, even though you're sort of faking it, go to Wikipedia. I bet they've got a huge sushi article at Wikipedia.
I'm sure they do.
Let's go to Tocoa in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Tocoa.
Hello. Yeah, you said my name right. Yes.
Okay.
I just happen to be an opportunivore. If the opportunity arises to eat, I'm going to eat. I live on the road mostly, and I travel around the country and serve free food in Babylon. I try to live outside of the electricity culture as possible.
In Babylon?
Yeah, you know. Babylon.
No.
Babylonians are people that couldn't live without electricity, you know? Like, the Amish, to me, are not Babylonian. They do dealings with Babylonians, but they don't,
So you're someone who lives without electricity, is what you're saying?
Well, I do my best not to. I have a small, 1-year-old daughter, so right now, I'm helping a friend out that I met years back, rebuild her farm. And it got trashed by some people taking advantage, and so my family or I. And
you know, Tocoa, I find what you're talking about to be absolutely fascinating, and I wish I could know more. What I'd like to invite you to do is perhaps to call at the beginning of an hour, maybe tomorrow night. Call the same number at the beginning of either the 7, 8, or 9 o'clock Eastern Time hours, because right now we're out of time, and I think it's interesting what you're talking about. And
wonderful.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Call us back sometime. Fascinating. Babylonians serving food to people. I want to know more.
No electricity.
We're going to be back tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com. See you.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.